guys. My name is Madison. I'm here with Megan and Josh, and we are at Stone Valley Recovery. They were kind enough to let us borrow their facility, and today is July 12th. Walk in dry places, pats on the back, and self-esteem. Recovery from compulsive illness, such as alcoholism, often brings pats on the back. This praise is a welcome change from the criticism our problems once raised. We should accept pats on the back graciously, but without taking the personal credit this sort of praise implies. We can become addicted to praise seeking, and we may even invite it as a way of building up self-esteem. Moreover, much of our challenge is still ahead of us. The real victory may be in learning how to live after we've established our initial freedom. We learn that all human beings must face issues such as boredom and pain, which we tried to avoid with our drinking. We may get few pats on the back for our success in this everyday living, but our healthier lifestyle is reward enough. If I receive praise today, I'll acknowledge it graciously, knowing that such praise is not necessary for my well-being.
It's funny because they're talking about initially getting sober and getting praise for, you know, being sober, which is definitely praiseworthy, but at the same time, you're getting praise for doing or living the way we should have been living the whole time. You know, it's like, right. Good job for not screwing up every part
for
of your life.
For not stealing all my stuff. And,
you know, which in reality isn't a small feat when it comes to alcoholics and addicts, but from an outside perspective, it's some people might be like, well, yeah, you just shouldn't have been doing that the whole time. And I know personally, you know, I feed off of that when people say, you know, good job, or I got my 30-day chip, and, you know, those little boosts keep me going. But then after a while, when life kind of becomes a little bit more normal and sobriety becomes a little bit more normal, and I settle into a routine, and that praise comes less frequently, it's kind of, I have to find other ways or other, you know, internal forces of motivation, because I can't just rely on that outside motivation, because that's not, in the end, that's not even
validation.
What it's really all about. Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't come after a while constantly. And so, you know, it's about validating yourself and, you know, just learning to live a life of integrity, which takes time and is not easy.
Doing esteemable things. Mm-hmm. The only way to get self-esteem is to do
esteemable
things
acts, yeah.
that I never really want to do. But I feel better when I'm done doing them. I was talking to Megan and Brandon not too long ago about posting my before and after for recovery. And people that said, I'm proud of you, I got offended.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you think this is? You know, and I'm just like having this internal 2-year-old fit about being mocked, right? Because don't you understand this is a disease, right? And you're proud of what? Me not being a piece of shit anymore? Excuse me, but it's controlling. It's manipulative. And Madison was not there. I was not present with my disease controlling my life. So in order to build self-esteem, I have to be able to take a compliment for one and not look at it and you're out to get me and make me feel bad, you know, and do things that are esteemable for myself and following through on what I say that I'm going to do, and the list goes on.
Yeah, I remember having that conversation with you about the proud thing, and I've never seen someone so worked up about being
proud
told that people were proud of them, and I thought they didn't call you an asshole like they said we're proud, you know?
You didn't post it.
Yeah, right.
But I get it, because I could relate to it, not from that exact verbiage, but I still to this day have trouble accepting praise or accepting a compliment, because what I hear and then what my head cooks up, you know, as to what that means are two totally different things.
Right.
And it's another thing that you need balance. It's another part of our recovery that we have to find the balance. So you have to be, I love this final line. It just says, if I receive praise today, I'll acknowledge it graciously, knowing that such praise is not necessary for my well-being. So I can take it in just for what it is and know that with or without it, I'm still okay. It's not what makes me who I am today. You know, it doesn't make me have a good day or a bad day or anything like
use
that. You can't dictate what kind of day I have and where and how spiritually fit I am and where I am in my program. But it would be wrong of me to automatically shut people down that see growth and see change in me, because that is part of my self-esteem. You know, other people are likely to notice positive changes in us way before we do. I still think I have so much work to do, you know, and I do, but it's nice, and I think it kind of like clicks on that little switch for me that says, you're not a total failure, you're not losing at this, you don't have to throw it in. Like, this is working. Whether you feel it or know it, it's working because other people see it and experience it.
Yeah, exactly. It is just reassurance that I'm on the right track.
Yeah.
And, you know, because we do need those things every now and then. It's nice. It's just helpful because we can't always see the changes, but that can't be the sole source of
at all.
Or even a large portion of it. It's just another check that we earn along the way or that we can use to gauge where we're at.
If you heard anything today that might have struck a chord with you, check us out on Detox to Rehab, and join us next week
for more fun stuff.